This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ya Tuhan, jemput cik السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول
الصلاة القائمة محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending him his greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Continuing a collection of a hadith, looking at the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثم التقرب إلى الله, then how to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the final result. What is the jaza? What is the reward for people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or make that intent or make those steps to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As we find, as we mentioned, we concluded upon that there is nothing less. Hal jaza'u al-ihsani illa al-ihsan. For goodness there will be nothing less but goodness will be given to those individuals. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see the effort of the believer, the efforts of the believers, and then begins to multiply the actions of the believer or the believers. And also we find in this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually multiplies or gives reward for even just the intent. Even the person doesn't carry out that action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes it down, was written down as a good action for that individual. Everything is by the leave or the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the individual the tawfiq and ability to come close to Him. That the ulama mentioned, when a person does good deeds, then that is a sign of goodness. At-taqarrub ila Allah. That Allah opens up ways and avenues and paths and formats of ibadat to help that person to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a general rule. That doesn't mean that a person who may be carrying out good throughout their life may not be punished or may die upon something other than that. But in general, goodness leads to goodness. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah does not oppress His servants. Gives His servants ample opportunity and time and space and life upon this dunya to begin to recognize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The intent of the individual leads to the content. The content of what they have to carry out upon this dunya. That's what al-Islam is. Fil bidaya qad yakun fikra. First in the beginning, just a thought in the heart or the mind of the individual. That thought becomes something which is al-azm, a strong resolution, a commitment to make that change, to carry out that action. That is iman. Otherwise, if it just becomes a tamanni, becomes false aspirations and hopes, that in the heart and the mind of the individual, I want to do this. That you find al-amal, al-iman bil-jawarih, al-iman tasdiq bil-qalb, wal-nutq bil-lisani, wal-amal bil-jawarih. Al-iman is firm affirmation inside the heart. Wal-nutq bil-lisan, to utter your belief, your conviction, al-shahadatain. Because some people think that one can conceal their iman. That is only in certain periods, very rare elements in Islamic history that we find or exceptions to the rule that a certain individual allowed to conceal their iman. Amma awamul muslimin, the rest of the masses of people have to declare their shahada. So then their rights are given to them when they live upon this earth and likewise when they leave this dunya. Wa akhiran al-amal bil jawarih, action via your limbs to show that you believe, to show that conviction. تقول أنني أؤمن بالله. Say, I believe in Allah. ولم تصلي. And you don't pray. Then how can your conviction be true? How can your iman be true? And you don't pray. You don't fast. You say you believe in Allah. ولا تغض بصرك عن الحرام.
You don't lower your gaze from haram. You don't stay away from haram. Rather, you commit haram. فَإِيمَانُكَ نَاقِصْ ضَعِيفْ. Your iman is weak. Your iman is weak, is deficient, is not complete. There's discrepancies inside your iman. All of us, we have discrepancies. All of us have weaknesses. But a person needs to overcome those weaknesses to reach a level of iman which is constant, which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to stay away from al-kaba'ir. Stay away from the major sins. What does the Quran say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out your minor sins. Stay away from the major sins. Some people, they don't think that staying away from salah is a major sin. Akbarul kufr, ba'da kufr billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest kufr, ingratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after a shirk, is tarkus salah, is abandoning the prayer, leaving the prayer, belittling the prayer, minimizing the prayer, not giving importance to the prayer. All of this is kufr billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leads towards disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until eventually a person who becomes complacent or becomes habitual. Ulama have concluded a person, tariku salah fa huwa kafir. Person who leaves the prayer continuously, repetitiously, on a daily basis, leaves the prayer. Fa huwa kafir billah. La yu'minu billah. Doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma salakakum fi saqar. Qalu lam nakum minal musallin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sifat ahlul jahannam, people of jahannam. Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you end up being inside saqar? What saqar from amongst the seven names of jahannam, the hellfire documented inside the Quran. Why are you inside saqar? Awwal sifa. First descriptive nature of these individuals. Qalu lam nakum minal musallin. We never used to offer the prayers. Al-ahd baynana wa baynum as-salah faman taraka faqad kafar. The covenant, the distinction between us and people who disbelieve is as-salah. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. Whoever leaves the prayer has committed disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a person needs to make that effort inside their life. That if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then fight one's desires, one's whims, the temptations around us, the world around us. That you find that most people don't want to carry out conviction and belief towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They find it difficult. Because why? Their iman is not tuned. They're not trying to search that iman in belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Allah mentions at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. Seek aid and assistance inside the prayer. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. It's going to be something difficult, something hard. Except for people who are devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِدَايَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَنِهَايَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الصَّلَاةِ. The beginning and the end of the believer is the prayer. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down the good deeds and the bad deeds. Hadith al-Qudsi, as narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down the good deeds and the good bad deeds that we carry out upon this earth. All of this is documented with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. Everything has been created with destiny, has been destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 50,000 years before the creation of heavens and the earth, created al-qalam, created the pen, and said to the pen, uktub, write. The pen said, what should I write? Write what will take place from now all the way until the end of time, until yawmul qiyamah. The pen, 50,000 years before the creation of heavens and the earth, everything has been documented, written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus you find a surah inside the Quran, Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Ahmiyatul ilmi wal kitaba wal hifzi. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. By the pen and what it scribes, what it writes down. Qayyidul ilmi bil kitabati. As ulama made tafsir, codify your knowledge by writing it down, putting it together. Everything has been written via the pen, destined what will take place upon the face of this earth. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَقَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Every small thing, every great thing, every big thing has been scribed, put on the lines. That you find many of us, if not all of us, will say in the Day of Judgment, ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حامد حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. ما لهذا الكتاب؟ Well, what is the matter with this record, with this book? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. What's the matter with this book? Every small thing, every big thing, except for it's been documented. Everything will be presented on that day. Person cannot escape the record that's been placed there for the individual. And your Lord does not oppress any individual. And thus we find that the beginning and the end result is known with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ بَيِّنَ ذَلِكَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith Qudsi describes or mentions what is the meaning of إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah has written the good deeds and the bad deeds. فَمَنْ حَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا. Whoever intends to do a good deed, doesn't carry it out, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً or حَسَنَةً وَاحِدَةً. Whoever intends to do a good deed, but doesn't carry it out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, writes down one good deed. Person intends to do a good deed, doesn't carry it out, Allah writes it down as one good deed for that individual. إِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. One bad deed, or sorry, one good deed is written for that individual. Thus we find that one good deed. You know, sometimes we find it trivial. Just one bad deed, one good deed. It's only one bad deed. It's only one good deed. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Don't despise any deed. Don't despise any ma'roof, any form of goodness, don't despise it. Because that small element could be a form of success. Could be a form of radiance on that day. That's you find that day, gentlemen, يَوْمَ تَبْيَدُّ وُجُونَ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهَ. On that day, you're going to find some faces are radiant, are glowing. And some faces will be blackened on that day. Dark faces on that day. As for those faces who are blackened on that day, أَفَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Have you disbelieved after Iman came to you? Taste the punishment of Jahannam now because of disbelief after Iman was presented to you. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بَيَدَّتْ وُجُوهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. As for those individuals whose faces are glowing, radiant on that day, they are under the mercy of Allah. They're going to be entering into Jannah. Those are the real smiling faces, the radiant faces. Just as we began with, people may laugh today. الَّذِينَ يَحْتَمُونَ بِالسُّنَّةِ. People who focus upon the sunnah inside their life, who grow their beards, who dress according to sunnah, who pray, who fast, who lower their gaze, who stick to the halal, avoid the haram. In this modern world, that we find some people amongst ma'akul, غير المسلمين. I'm not speaking about non-Muslims. I'm speaking about ikhwanuna, our brothers from the Muslims, who make a mockery of a person who focuses upon Islam, who wants to live a life of being a good Muslim. They want to laugh at them. They want to make a mockery of them. And let them laugh. Let them joke. Because real laughing and rejoicing will be where? Inside Jannah. Darul Khulud. The eternal bliss. The eternal home. The eternal enjoyment. A few moments, let people enjoy them. So laugh upon the face of this dunya. A few moments. But inside the Akhirah. Al Khulud. Al Abadiyah. For eternity, rejoicing and living there. What a great blessing it will be. Allah will make faces radiant on that day. And as we find when they return back in Jannah, that we find markets inside Jannah. And when they return back to their families, you find their faces are even more glowing. Even more beautified their faces will be. And as we find even that these people who want to, this modernistic concept, ma yusallun, don't want to pray, don't think, what is as-salah, what is al-wudu, what is all these actions that we find? Our faces that day will be radiant. Time and time again we mention it to encourage ourselves. Atharul wudu. Person who performs their wudu appropriately. This is how the Prophet ﷺ recognized his ummah. That the forearms will be shining. Ankles will be shining. Feet will be shining. Faces will be shining. Ummati, ummati. He'll recognize this is my ummah. Simple actions of wudu. Performing it appropriately. He saw some companions not performing wudu appropriately. وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ. وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Woe upon these ankles. Going to be burnt inside Jahannam. That's why Fuqah mentioned that even one small speck, one fingerprint, if that's not been washed appropriately, wudu'uka batil. Your wudu is invalidated. It doesn't exist. لأن مفتاح الصلاة الوضوء. The key of salah is wudu, is purity, is ablution. Whoever doesn't have ablution, فلا صلاة له, has no prayer at all. That's if you find salah preparation coming to salah is to perform wudu appropriately. الطمأنينة والسكينة عليكم بالوقار والطمأنينة. When you come to the masjid, walk in simplicity, in peace, in contentment. The imam has begun the prayer. Finish the prayer with the imam. You'll get your ajr and niyyah. That you're not dragging your feet intentionally. Once again, the niyyah, the intention individual is to follow the imam. But something prevents the imam getting to the imam on time. The ajr is still written for that individual. Amma fil Quran, al-kalima aham. Inside the Quran that we find, what is the word aham? Fahammat bihi wa hammat biha. Lawla ar'a burhana rabbihi. Inside Surah Yusuf, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this kalima. Fahammat bihi. She had this deep desire, this deep conviction towards Yusuf alayhi salam. Even though the opposite can't apply to Yusuf alayhi salam, we can only use it in its minimal meaning. That he had some thought came upon the mind of Yusuf. Look at the context. Surah Yusuf, 12th chapter of the Quran. وَقَدْ قِيلَ أَنَّ إِسْمَ هَذِي الْمَرْأَةِ زُلَيْخَ. The name of this woman, the wife of the Aziz, is Zulaykha. Ulama have debated about any hal, many of the ulama tafsir give this woman this name. And she was a beautiful woman, the wife of the Aziz. Yusuf alayhi salam, shatrul jamal, nisful jamal. Half of beauty of this world is encompassed inside Yusuf alayhi salam. That's Yusuf alayhi salam. Now he's placed inside that environment. Istakhriju al-nuqat al-fawa'id. Extract the benefits of the Quran, the context of the Quran, ayat of the Quran. That's what you call ta'birul Quran. Explanation, interpretation of the Quran. Able to understand what Allah is relaying to us. To extract the lessons. So this woman, who sees the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, fahammat bihi. She had a strong desire towards him. Beautified herself. Placed herself in an environment to make herself to become temptress upon Yusuf alayhi salam. Wahamma biha. But Yusuf alayhi salam, just a thought came upon his mind. Lawla ar-ra'a burhana rabbihi. But he saw the evidence of his Lord. Waqad fussira ma huwa burhan rabbihi. What is the evidences? Waqad qil anna kana tifl fil ghurfa. There was a baby inside the room who spoke. He saw the depiction of his father Yaqub, spoke to him, warned him, angel spoke to him, or he heard a voice. قَدْ فُسِرَ مِنْ أَقْوَالٍ مُتَعَدِّدًا. But all of them carry the same meaning. Something inside his heart led him to recognize that he's in a difficult situation. A deeper meaning that she had that strong desire, that she believed in something she wanted to carry out. But Yusuf alayhi salam, he believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ عَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Whoever fears Allah and is patient, Allah never lets the reward of the good doers, patient individuals, ever go to waste. In a later location, inside Surah Yusuf. Huna naqif in the hadil ayah. We want to divert from this ayah to extract a lesson. Because many people, they place themselves inside a temptuous environment. Then they think well of me. Think hasana of me. Kaif. How can you think well of an individual who surrounds himself with women, who works with women, who has relatives who are not their mahram towards them, who work for them, who's their secretary, who organizes their time, who takes care of them. How can you think well? Ulama mentioned, you place yourself inside shubha, place yourself inside a doubt. There's some people who may think well of you, but the other half of the people won't think well of you because you've placed yourself inside that temptuous environment. That's why you find khasatan du'atul islamiyya al-yawm. So-called Muslim speakers, people devoted to Islam, working for good causes of Islam. كيف وأنت عالم أنت رباني. You're an alim, you're a scholar. You study the book of Allah, you study the sunnah. Your secretary is a woman. How is that? غير محرم لك. Women work for you inside an Islamic, in so-called Islamic environment, teaching Quran and sunnah. كيف. Then things happen, then you want people to think well of you. Al-Quran, if it mentions that Yusuf alayhi salam felt a feeling, had a Nabi, felt a feeling inside, being placed inside that. فَمَا بَالُ الْبَشَرِ. How about the rest of humanity? That you place yourself inside an environment, then you think that people should think well of you. ثُمَّ تَقُولْ أَنَّ زَوْجَتِي. That my wife should think well of me. كيف? That if something happened, come in a shabab. How many people that their lives have wrecked? How many people their lives have been wrecked? Placing themselves inside an environment which is not conducive to Islam. And thinking that people should think well of them. We follow the teachings of Quran and the Sunnah. People may find that it's difficult, it's hard. لا. People may think that this is not the modern, it's a modern world. لا. أي modern world? تخرب بيتك. Modern world that you destroy your home. تزني. Commit zina. عيبٌ. عيبٌ على هؤلاء. Exchanging messages with non-mahram women. Sending photographs to non-Muslim women. Discussing with non-Muslim women. And say this is imbab, looking for marriage, for discussion. عيبٌ. Blame it is upon Muslims who study the Quran and the Sunnah. لِأَنَّ أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ. أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ. Even the most lowest of people understand نصوص القرآن والسنة. Understand. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَأَ السَّبِيلَ. Stay away from zina. These are all modern forms of temptress feelings and inclinations. Why are you messaging a strange woman? هَلْ يَا أُخْتُكَ أَوْ أُمُّكَ أَوْ خَالَتُكَ أَوْ عَمَّتُكَ. Is she your mother, your aunt, your daughter? What is she to you? All in disguise of Islamic hasana, good deeds. Wallahi al-Islam kana tantashir. Islam used to spread before without these formats. And it still will spread. Because the end does not justify the means. Qa'ida al-Islamiyya al-Fiqhiyya. The end does not justify the means. That you speak and you engage with a person and marry them and then say that the end result was khair, was goodness. La. Al-Asas iza kana haram. Fakullu haram. The asas is haram, everything is haram. La baraka. That's why we encourage ourselves to live pure lives, good, wholesome lives, a life of purity. Don't fall into a temptress environment that people are creating and people are thinking this is normality. It's not normality. It is not normal. Normal for a human being, لِلرِّجَالِ وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ. Surah Al-Mu'minun. What is normal for a human man, a man, is to lower their gaze and to guard their private parts. هذا أساس الرجال. That is a sign of chastity, a sign of manhood. Not what the society teaches us of flirtatious behavior, of haram relationships. This is all the way of the people that we find around us. أما المسلم صاحب الدين والخلق. Then this is what a Muslim is proud about. Proud about that, living a chaste life, a good life, a pure life. The lesson is that everyone will be tempted, but try to control those temptations, those desires. And when those desires come and a person follows those intuitions, follows those desires and carries them out, then a person becomes blameworthy in the sharia, becomes blameworthy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find, فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا. Person intends a good deed and doesn't carry it out. Still gets one good deed. How does that person get one good deed? Because why something, an obstacle, a genuine obstacle came inside their life and prevented them from carrying out that good deed. Just as we mentioned, person walking to the masjid, something delays them. But the intent was to come to the masjid on time. Or a person, for example, falls sick or something happens. That's what you find when a person is traveling or a person falls sick. Every single act they used to do in a state of goodness, Allah writes it down for them. Oh, look at the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything you used to do when you was normal, when you was fit, when you was healthy. If you fall ill, you travel, Allah writes it down. You used to read the sunan, you used to fast, you used to do good deeds. Everything is written down for you. Look at this bushra. Look at these glad tidings. What more can a person ask for? Something has stopped the individual. Allah still subhanahu wa ta'ala still writes it down as a good deed or good deeds for that individual. That's if a niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The intention of the believer is far better than his action. Wa inna Allah azza wa jal la yu'ta al-'abda 'ala niyyati ma la yu'ta 'ala 'amalihi. Allah gives according to his intention more than what is given regarding his action. Even though his hadith is da'if, but ma'nahu sahih. Its meaning is straight. is sahih, is authentic. The intention has a big element. That's why you find authentic narration. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are going to be judged via their intentions. And likewise, you find عَلَى الْخَوَاتِيمِ. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ عَلَى الْخَوَاتِيمِ. Actions upon the ending, the end life of the individual. In between, the person tries to purify. That's why you find رُبَّ نِيَّةٍ تُكَبِّرُ الْعَمَلِ. Perhaps a right intention, a pure intention, it magnifies the action. Small action gets magnified. And perhaps a person does a great big action, but their intention is corrupt. Then the reward becomes minimal. A small reward is documented for that individual in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْ هُوَ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا. If a person intended a good deed and now physically goes and carries out that good deed, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَى سَبْعِمِائَةِ ضَعْفٍ إِلَى أَدْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. Now the person physically does that action, person will get either 10 rewards or multiplied 700 times or many times over. As many times as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. This is for doing one good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it. وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُدَاعِفْهَا وَيُعْتِي مِنْ لَدُنُهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever does a good deed, then that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He multiplies it over and over again. That's what you find in Surah Al-Baqarah. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Parable is given about those people who spend their wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like seven corns. That each at the end of each ear, you find it spreads out 700 times. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah expands the ajr as much as He wants. That's what you find on the Day of Judgment. One dinar, one qirsh, one coin will be multiplied many times over, hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, to become a mountain of goodness, a mountain of sadaqah. Why? One prime reason is the intention. The intent of that individual, maybe that's the only coin that they have. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Whoever removes the greed from their heart. And if you read the tafsir of this ayah, about the state of those companions, of that family, they had more need, but they spend it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find that this, how can the reward be multiplied? Reward multiplied, ulama have concluded by various ways. Awlan, as we mentioned, al-ikhlas. The sincerity of the individual multiplies the reward, magnifies the action of the individual. Thaniyan, al-waqt. The time. The time when that person is doing the action. That's why some ulama mentioned hadith Sunnah Imam Tirmidhi, afdalus sadaqah fi Ramadan. That's why many people become generous in giving sadaqah inside Ramadan. So the time, the month of Ramadan, person wants, with right intention, start spending their wealth. It becomes more multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, we find the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that we find, the days of Ramadan in general that we find. All of these are time spans whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can multiply the reward of that individual. Al-Makan. Al-Siyam that we find in Ramadan bin Makkah. Hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah, even though there's some ta'liq upon this hadith, but the blessings are there. That fasting in the land of Makkah, inside the haram, being inside that environment. Al-Makan. A location increases as-salah fil Masjid al-Haram. There's no doubt about that. Praying inside Masjid al-Haram, one prayer is equivalent to 100,000 prayers. 100,000 prayers. In Medina, one prayer is equivalent to 1,000 prayers. That's what ulama have concluded. وَقَدْ سُئِلَ. If a person has a masjid inside Medina, which is close to the house, at the same time they can come to the masjid of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and catch the jama'ah there, maybe get slightly late. What's preference for that individual? Should a person should pray at the masjid that's close by, or should they travel to the masjid of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? وَقَدْ أَجَابَ الْعُلَمَا أَفْضَلْ لَهُ أَنْ يَرْحَلْ يَرْتَحِلْ إِلَى مَسْجِدِ الرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ السَّلَامُ. To go to the Masjid of the Prophet عليه السلام and catch the jama'ah there. Because one prayer is equivalent to 1,000 prayers. رَكِّزُوا كَمْ مِنَّا نُسَافِرْ هُنَاكَ. How many of us we go there? We travel there. And we miss as-salah bil-jama'ah. Person should feel that the whole earth has collapsed upon them. Because some of us may not even live to perform 100,000 prayers. One salah in al-Makkah, al-Haram al-Makki, one salah bil-jama'ah, that makan, that place, is equivalent to 100,000 prayers. وَثَانِيًا إِلَى هَؤُلَاءِ الضَّالُونَ. Those individuals come and say, لا تصلي خلف الإمام. Don't pray behind the Imam. Don't pray the Imam of, behind the Imam of the Haram. Because his aqidah is fasida, is batila. كيف؟ ما يهمك عقيدته. Doesn't concern you what the belief of the Imam is there. How could you miss praying inside Al-Makkah? How could you miss that? That shows, as we began with, no sign of goodness. Because a sign of goodness is Allah drags a person towards goodness. That a person prays their own jama'ah, prays their own congregation, refuses to pray inside behind the Imam that's placed there. That is a blame upon that individual. And we can even use words of wretchedness. That they're staying away from praying in such a blessed location. Likewise, we find that it's multiplying of the reward of the individual. Allah uses inside the Quran a hadith 7 times, 70 times, 700 times. Some of the ulama said that it doesn't really mean the actual number. It's just a figurative of speech. And the Quran has this numeric format inside there. It's one view that's given by the ulama. The other view is that we take it literally, that it means 7 times. It means 70 times. It means 700 times. إِلَىٰ عَدْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا into many times over. That Allah will reward the good deeds of the people who carry out these good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا Person intends a bad deed and doesn't carry it out. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً Person intends a bad deed, doesn't carry it out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes it down not as a bad deed. Writes it down as one complete good deed. Another hadith that we find, فَتَرَكَهَا لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لِأَجْلِ اللَّهِ Person leaves it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what the intent is. They maybe had an intent to carry out some haram. Somebody reminded them. They read a verse from the Quran. Someone spoke to them. They saw something. So now they decided that now, I'm not going to carry out this bad deed. Maybe everything may have been prepared to carry out this bad deed. But their iman is awoken. That's why you find sometimes it's very strange. You find non-Muslims sometimes. If you read through their lives, you look at their lives, some of them who've lived a very bad life. They wake up in the morning and they look at themselves in the mirror. They look at their lives and say, that's enough of this life. فَهَذَا كَافِرْ بِاللَّهِ That's a disbelieving individual who's become tired of their life. وَشُرْبُ الْخَمَرْ وَالزِّنَا وَالْمُحَرَّمَاتْ وَالْفَوَاحِشْ والمخدرات, drugs, alcohol, abuse, fornication, adultery, wakes up once and sees, this, what am I doing in my life? Awakes in the life, هذا كافر بالله, doesn't believe in Allah. انظروا إلى شبابنا, إلى متى? For how long inside your lives? How, when will they wake up? Day in and day out, carry on their daily lives. حرام بعد حرام بعد حرام. ما نتصور اليوم. We can't imagine the haram that masses of youth, the Muslim youth are doing at the moment. We can't even imagine it. But some of them still don't awaken. Don't see that what their life is surrounded by. Not dhulm, al-dhulumat. Not just darkness, darknesses upon darkness. That the end result will be nothing but the ultimate dhulm. The ultimate dhulumat fil qabri, wa fil akhirati, inside the grave. And inside the Akhirah. يَوْمَ تَبْيَدُّ وُجُوهًا وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهًا That is where faces will be blackened on that day. That's where masses, unfortunately masses of our youth are heading towards that direction. We have to awaken them. Remind them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like the non-Muslims, they awaken and they think that's enough of their lives. Why don't these individuals awaken? Why don't they awaken? Remind them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is the success. فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ A person intended a bad deed. Everything is prepared for them. Everything to do that haram. The person wants to commit zina. Wants to commit it. Everything is prepared for them. Remembers Allah. Remembers Allah and abstains. هَذِي حَلَاوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ Sweetness of iman. Beauty of iman. That drives the zeal, passion within them, drives them away. Changes their whole way, their whole vision of life. That's what iman is. That you find halawatul iman, person hates to ever go back to kufr. That they'd rather be thrown in the hellfire than to go back to do haram things inside their life. وَقُولُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِجَمِيعِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تمسك بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فمن هم بحسنة فعمل بها وعملها The person intends a good deed and carries out that good deed, carries it out inside their life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply that good deed many times over. And if that individual intends a bad deed, as we mentioned, and doesn't carry it out, Allah gives that individual one good deed. And if a person intends intends a bad deed, and then carries out that bad deed, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً Look at the mercy of Allah. Allah only writes that bad deed as one bad deed. Doesn't multiply it. Doesn't magnify it. Only writes it as one bad deed that this servant of mine has done. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَوْ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا Whoever comes with one, this is the sunnah of the Quran. Whoever comes with a good deed, then Allah will give likewise 10 good deeds to that individual. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ Whoever comes with a bad deed, they will only have the recompense with exactly similar to it. That one bad deed will be written down for that individual and no individual will be oppressed. And as we find as ulama have concluded, extraction of the hadith that we find, عَلَىٰ اِعْتِبَارِ النِّيَّةِ The importance of one's intention inside their life. That a person should always question themselves, what are they doing inside their life? In every aspect, whether it be those things that everybody speaks about, al-ilmi, wal-jihadi, that people speak about, every person quote their intention, look at their life, what is the intent? Because that's another lesson that many of our youth, that what's the intent about, even we find talabul ilmi, what is the intent of seeking knowledge? Is it to make people look foolish? Is it to make people look down upon people? Or to show that you have some ilm another person doesn't have? وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا You've only been, everybody will get a small amount of knowledge. That's why Musa alayhi salam, when he had every right to say that I'm the most knowledgeable person on the face of this earth at the moment. As-sir fi surat al-kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'deeban li Musa alayhi salam, send him to Khidr, to go and learn knowledge, to understand the perception of knowledge, the meaning of knowledge. Does he find al-ilm, shay'un thaqeel, al-ilmi lil-amali, al-ilmi li-taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awwalan, al-ilm is for the fear of Allah, for the devotion towards Allah. It's not to take juz'iyat, and to mesmerize people, look down upon people, and to belittle people, to belittle a'imma that we find. يومياً, this is what we find, people come and they ask, people have a right to ask. قد يكون هناك إمام لا يتقن القراءة. Imam, there's not good inside the recitation of the Quran. ولكن هو إمام راتب. He's the Imam of the masjid, he's been appointed by the people. You have to pray behind the Imam. You have to follow the Imam. Don't go against the Imam. Advise the people around, select a better Imam, present another Imam. That this is min bab al-ilmi. That people who are appointed, a'imma, they're appointed a person should respect that. Not try to make critique. Not to find faults. Find ways of entering the hearts and the minds of the people and reconciling, rectifying the people, encouraging people. Yansa insan, person forgets. Person doesn't know, doesn't have certain knowledge, doesn't know certain ahadith. Tadhakkirhum, remind them, encourage them. That's why you find tahadu, tahabu. Give gifts to one another. Give a gift of a book, of a risala, of a treaty, something good to the imam to remind them about something they may not understand. That's what khair, what goodness is. Not to walk out and to say that this imam doesn't know anything. This imam is like this. What is your intention inside life? Your intention should be to reconcile, to rectify, to better people, to better individuals. So that's we find ahmiyat al-ilm. Azmul amru niyya, as we mentioned, بيان سعة رحمة الله على عباده The mercy and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His servants. That's why we should be compassionate towards subjects, towards people around us. And likewise the pardoning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if a person carries out a major sin, Allah only writes it down as one bad sin. And then we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wipe it out, can wash it away. Then who are we to hold grudges towards people? Who are we to judge other people? Who are we to box other individuals inside their life? These are all lessons that we need to develop inside our life. Of trying to become sincere and devoted, committed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to take our intentions and to carry out our intentions of doing whatever goodness that we can do to gain and seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to serve Him appropriately upon the face of this earth, to accept our good deeds and to multiply those good deeds on the day of judgment and to bring them in front of us on a day whereby we'll be in no need or we'll be in dire need of nothing but a'mal us-salihah, of righteous actions that we carried out upon the face of this earth, that they are multiplied by the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana ighfir lana li إخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين قوموا لصلاتكم يرحمكم الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد